2 on this live Sunday, May 17th, global transmission. I want to hear a special report. The UK awakens. We'll get to more of this later. But this is why the globalists are so upset trying to start a major war to distract us from what's really going on. Here's this special report foreshadowing of what's coming up. Then we get into all the other domestic issues, what the left's up to, all the gay pride parades being canceled around the country. Very good signs. Stay with us and share those live feeds now.
We're on the march. We're walking up towards Trafalgar Square. The crowd's gone. Parliament Square's already full. The crowd stretched from here to Euston Station, apparently, which is miles. Okay? And miles, this is the biggest event in British history. This is the moment, a turning point for Britain, a message to the leaders. Britain's ready for the fight. Right? People are up. We're awake. And we're not going to back down.
Now, if operationally, if there were a skirmish that broke out, I'm just speaking hypothetically here, mm-hmm. in the middle of this of this big street here, of this big throng of people, how would police deal with that?
You go in. You have to go, but you would go in almost with your team.
So you're looking at it from, I mean, we're showing people aerial pictures from the helicopter. Just talk us through how police are getting their information.
From the ground level, if you're standing at one of these, obviously, saw officers on the road junctions there, and that's the bottom of the Aldwych. So they're coming along the Strand now, as I mentioned earlier. Lyceum Theatre is just up on the side there. Coming down the Strand towards Trafalgar Square, Waterloo Bridge behind them, so a significant number of people. If some sort of confrontation or fight starts in the middle of the group, then ordinarily you're just aware of, like, raised voices and people moving away. So you're aware there's like a fracas going on in the crowd. So you try and get a position of elevation so you can see into the crowd.
London stands on a knife's edge as patriots gathered for the Unite the Kingdom rally amid heavy-handed government suppression. Thousands of ordinary Brits fed up with unchecked mass immigration, cultural erosion, and two-tier policing descended on Parliament Square in Whitehall under the banner of Tommy Robinson's Unite the Kingdom March, organized to defend national identity, free speech, and Britain's Christian heritage against waves of demographic replacement.
This, then, is why the wisdom and learning offered by a sacred tradition like Islam matters. And if I may say so, why those who hold and strive to preserve their sacred traditions in different parts of the world have every reason to become more confident of their ground. The Islamic world is the custodian of one of the greatest treasuries of accumulated wisdom and spiritual knowledge available to humanity. It is both Islam's noble heritage and a priceless gift to the rest of the world.
How are we all doing, everyone? Look how many people are behind us here. It's absolutely fantastic and great. We've got so many flags. I am suffocating. It is very hot in here. Look at the line of stewards, all volunteering, absolute patriots themselves. Send them some support and love. And there's so many auditors behind me as well. That's actually great. I can't believe we've got to the front. Survival of the fittest, really. People have spoken. We don't like Muslim candidates going on about Gaza.
Across the capital, a rival pro-Palestine Nakba Day protest near Waterloo Place added fuel to the fire.
The men are going to get beheaded one by one, you dirty Jews. We got Palestine.
Authorities braced for potential clashes. Over 4,000 officers, drones, facial recognition, and a £4.5 million operation. Keir Starmer's Labour regime has responded with rabid authoritarian desperation, banning 11 foreign far-right agitators from entering the UK to prevent them from joining the rally and spreading hate.
You know, someone like me traveling to the United Kingdom for one day to give a speech, because that's what it would be, would set back communities. But the mass immigration, the replacement migration of your native population with Africans and Arabs coming in with hundreds of thousands, you know, that would not set back any communities. I mean, I guess it would only set back one community, right?
This heavy-handed crackdown, banning speakers, hyping threats, and lumping concerned citizens with extremists only underscores the growing disconnect. While
the products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I'm on the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue. Hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, the globalist documents have been released. They've come out. They plan to challenge Trump with the pandemic. When he first got into office, they did it. They said, we'll do another pandemic. They're trying it again with Ebola and hantavirus. That's all blown up their face. That's coming up. They had the WHO reach out to me publicly and, you know, said, watch what you're saying. We're going to get to that. This is wild. And you got this referendum on populism versus foreign powers controlling us. With Thomas Massey in Kentucky, we'll be getting into that coming up as well. But finishing up with the geopolitical issue with Iran and Russia and the biggest drone attacks yet on Russia and the nuclear reactor blown up in the UAE are on fire and the main Israeli missile production base blown up. I mean, this is escalating quickly. Trump facing worst polls ever of any president. I don't just believe that. I go out and talk to the public myself. I know that's true. I know almost all Trump supporters are disillusioned. They don't support Democrats, but they're freaked out. Stress and uncertainty as economy views decline. Many voices frustration with Trump's economic approach, CBS poll finds. To critics, Trump remarks reveal a billionaire out of touch, saying, well, your 401k is doing great. Most Americans don't have a 401k. Now, meanwhile, victory for Trump, GOP senator who voted to convict Trump, is impeached. Trial loses primary. They just beat all the rhinos in Indiana. So that's where we are on that front. But here's Senator Graham in a chilling clip today saying he doesn't care if we lose the midterms. It's all about this war. Like Trump saying, I don't care about the economy. I don't care about the average American's economic plight. We're in a war. And that dovetails with this breakdown, this graphic, international arms transfers by the U.S. from 1950 to 2017, that's the latest data they have, were the number one maker exporter of weapons of the world. That's why those special interests are so happy, not just Israel. So look at all the special interests and be aware of it. But here's Lindsey Graham.
Then we can end this thing pretty soon.
Senator, you take me to my next question, because 70% of Americans in a new poll say President Trump is doing a bad job on the economy, the number one issue for voters, as you know. Bottom line, is it worth losing the midterms if the result is a non-nuclear Iran?
It's worth losing my job. If I had to give my job up to make sure Iran would never have a nuclear weapon, I would do it.
Would you give up the House and the Senate?
I would give up... Politically, the most important thing I can do with the job I've been given is to protect the American people. Now, you don't have to agree with me, but I've been this way for 20 years. I believe there are religious Nazis in Iran. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would use it. They've been trying to get one. They've been cheating. Obama and Biden were jokes when it came to containing Iran. Trump is doing something people should have done a long time ago. But here's the good news. Gas prices will come down when you put Iran in a box. Saudi-Israel peace will become possible when you put Iran in a box. The upside of dealing with Iran is enormously good, but you got to deal with them.
Senator, let me ask.
So it's all about weapons transfers. It's all about profit at the expense of the rest of the world. That is the reality of what's happening here. And Israel knew, the Pentagon knew and told Trump, this will not be successful, 92% chance, and it's not been successful, and now we are trapped into a no-win situation, which then kills the world economy, which makes the global bankers that create the fiat currency happy, because now they can have their great reset. They said, we'll use a virus or we'll use war. We'll use either one or both. And the UN's trying to launch Ebola and Hantavirus, all of it right now, to get everybody back on track to their control. And Trump did a great job killing the Paris Accords, and the carbon taxes, the whole New World Order plan. Now they're talking about when he's gone 2.5 years, bringing it all right back into the situation. Now, we have $3 million the last few days, on top of 20-something million now, given to the neocon candidate that's calling for a national draft to fight for Israel that's running against Thomas Massie. And this is a referendum on, can foreign powers control our elections, publicly get away with it, and it'll also intimidate anybody else that ever speaks out against any of this. And Trump is coming out against Congresswoman Boebert and now saying primary her. He already said he'd go after MTG, everybody else. Purging people that are going with what the original Trump said and what we stood with. And that's the meltdown we have happening now. And so I was going to shoot a report last night. It just shows we're simpatico. We're seeing the same truth. But I decided to do it this morning. I get up this morning at like 4 a.m. and I see this headline. Tucker warns Israel, whole army of Massies coming as Jewish supremacists dump. It's now 3 million. There's 1.5 million in just the last few days to defeat Massie for blocking Iran war. And that was literally going to be my headline. That striking down Massie, if they're successful, which I don't think they will be because the grassroots surge is so huge, is like killing Obi-Wan Kenobi in front of Luke Skywalker. How did that work out? So here's my headline. Thomas Massie has won the 2026 election in Kentucky. Thomas Massie is the winner. You heard it here first. Whether they're able to steal it or whether they're able to convince enough people to be idiots, it doesn't matter. In the hearts and minds of the people, they have created 10,000 Thomas Massies running for office. And they've turned him into a hero. To win for the governor, the Senate, whatever in the future. Because you've got tens of millions of foreign money coming in. 3 million in the last few days. All of this. And he's been consistent for no foreign aid to any country. Just like Ron Paul, just like Rand Paul. He's basically of that same ilk. He's a clone of it. Not because he's a zombie. He agrees with it. It was Ron Paul and this audience that built the platform Trump came in on. And Trump was true to that in his first administration. That's why we trusted him. That's why it was so shocking when he went sideways a year ago. From blackmail or Epstein or we're not sure. But Trump doesn't show vitriol for the Democrats and what they're doing like he does for a Boebert or an MTG or a Massie or anybody else that simply says this is crazy. There's Polymarket. Until 4 or 5 days ago with this fake report that's been disproven, he was 10, 20, 30 points ahead depending on the day. Then on Friday, they went neck to neck. And now here we are right now. Ed Gallarin at 52. Where are we right now? The latest number. Gallarin 52, Massie 50. On Polymarket. And the polls show they're neck and neck as well. Who knows? We're going to find out Tuesday. This is a major referendum on populism versus globalism. And you look at Massie's voting record, they say it's liberal. It's not. It's the most conservative there is. That's the reality of this. So here's Tucker Carlson warning that if you strike down Thomas Massie politically, you make him more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I totally agree with that. And so not only do I say and repeat what Tucker said, that whole I'm saying that Thomas Massie has won no matter what you do in the long term. You may win a battle. Through all your globalist money and all your globalist power. But in the long run, you lose. So here is Tucker. Then let's go to Massie talking about the massive 3 million came in the last few days. And then I saw on the list, cue it up to Trump going ballistic on Boebert. Here it is.
The only reason we're having this war is because Israel wants it. This is their last chance, they believe. This presidency is the last presidency where they're going to have unequivocal bipartisan support. Period. You can't primary every Thomas Massie, and there's a whole army of them coming at some point because everyone can see what's going on.
Well, the RJC, AIPAC, and Miriam Adelson and Paul Singer, they're all part of the Israeli lobby, and that's where all the money comes from. And it will be a referendum on foreign policy, whether Israel gets to dictate that by, you know, bullying members of Congress. And I'm the one they haven't been able to bully, so they're putting all the brunt and the force on me. But you can tell that I'm ahead in the polls and they're desperate. That's why they're sending the Secretary of War to my district tomorrow. That's why the president's losing sleep and tweeting about this. That's why AIPAC has dumped another $3 million into my race this weekend. It's because they're panicked and they really haven't been able to gain a lead in this race.
You say the president is desperate, but he's got a pretty good record of defeating people he wants to target in Republican primaries. We saw Bill Cassidy yesterday. We saw what happened in Indiana. How are you going to be able to overcome the president's opposition?
Well, I have the endorsement of the Right to Life organizations, the gun organizations. I had four members of Congress come here yesterday and campaign with me. So my situation is a little bit different. Plus, I've had millions of dollars come in from the grassroots, tens of thousands of donors to my website, thomasmassie.com. And it's still coming in, and that's how we're going to beat them.
Republican voted against. You know what the name is? He is the worst person. His name is, what the hell? How did he ever end up in Kentucky? His name is Thomas Massie. How did he ever end up here, Paul? Anyway, no, Massie voted against tax cuts for seniors. He voted against tax cuts for overtime workers. And he voted against tax cuts for earners, tip earners. No, he wanted to increase the taxes. He voted with the Democrats. He voted against our historic funding for border security. He voted against border security, where we took the worst border in the history of our country, made it the best border in the history of our country in 2.5 months. He voted against it. And he voted against eligibility verification for welfare recipients. Nobody has to be eligible. Just pick up whatever you want. The people in this room don't like that. Thomas Massie also voted with the radical left Democrats in Congress to keep the federal government shut down during the open border crusade while our military went without pay. He voted for our military not to get that pay. And now Massie, he's the worst. And I don't say that. I never hit a guy like this. The guy's the most. We call him Rand Paul Jr. He votes against everything. But at least I like Rand a little bit. Can't love a guy that votes. I got him elected twice. If I didn't endorse him, he was not going to get elected.
Thank you.
Yeah! Woo!
I think it's really important that Lauren Boebert is here. Because they're trying to tell you that you can't support the president and vote for Thomas Massie. They're trying to divide everybody. And Lauren is here to show you that is not true. There's no bigger supporter of President Trump than Lauren Boebert, but she is here supporting me as well. And when your neighbors say, well, I support the president, I don't know if I could vote for Massie, let them know they can do both.
Yes.
I vote with the president and I vote with the party 90% of the time. You can go look this up. And when Joe Biden was president, I was the person who voted the least with the president. 1.8% of the time, I voted with Joe Biden. I think that was for a post office.
Yeah, I've looked into all of this, and you know how it works. They'll have one version of a bill that has all the pork barrel, all the transgenderism, everything in it, but some good things in it. Massie would raise the alarm, get everybody to vote against it, and then they would pass a better version. That's what they're pissed off about. And there's new reports and clips out that I've got where they're now admitting that they kicked Elon out a year ago and basically killed all the Doge cuts and just kept the money. So I've got that clip. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry to even, I don't want to be doing this. The Democrats want to hang my head on a wall. They're running all the suits against me. Trump killed the DOJ investigation into what the Democrats did to me with weaponization, the same law firms that came after him and Elon Musk. But I didn't turn against Trump 7 months ago when he did that. I said, oh, I'm sure he doesn't know. It's okay. It was the Iran thing. It was, you know, now Gorka, his terrorism czar, coming out saying anybody that questions us is a terrorist. It's just crazy. But if you look at the votes, and Massey's put all this out, I already knew it was true, but he's put reports out showing it. He'll block a pork barrel bill. It got good stuff in it, too, until they bring it back better. And that was the power of a tiny Republican majority in the House, as a year and a half ago when Trump first got in, as Roger Stone said, because they only had a few extra seats. Those few people had incredible power to try to actually bring in the Trump reforms. But then when Trump would go against those reforms, people said, wait a minute, we were doing what we said we would do. So, Massey voted against banning men and women sports on the pork barrel bill, and then he got it changed and voted for the bill that passed. And that's just one example. So it's these tricks they play. And I endeared Trump and stood for him, because before Trump was super accurate and truthful, they say, Trump's lying about this. Go check it. No, he's not. Remember all the stuff. Trump says the KKK are very fine people. He said the KKK aren't fine people. I hate all Mexicans. Didn't ever say that. It was easy to defend Trump because he was telling the truth. Now it's a lie. And I will not get up here on the air, and I will not lie. And I got the Democrats to cover, come back and do it. But right now, Trump is in charge. And it's so important to get him back on the straight and narrow. That is my hope. I don't know if that can be done. I don't know. But I have a responsibility to not go along with this. I have a responsibility to call these things out. And I know you know that. I know most of you know that. And I get Trump's been so persecuted, and I get the Democrats are so evil and bad. And some people are like, well, let's just lesser two evils. No. You have all these corrupt interests that are around Trump giving him bad advice. And I'm not giving him an out on it. With Iran, he bought the chili from the Israelis. He believed the lie, ignored the Pentagon. That's on him. But so much of it is the Project Veritas week and a half ago, not Veritas now, it's only OMG, has top officials saying, screw him, we ignore him, we tell him what he wants to hear, we do whatever we want. That's the reality. It's not 3D chess. It's not even checkers. And I get it. I've got a small crew and a small operation, and if my crew wasn't behind me, nothing would happen. If they wanted to deceive me and screw me over and sabotage me, it'd be over. I got like 40 people. Trump's got millions. And the left goes, look, he's off the Trump train, now he's on. No, I've always just called balls and strikes. But you don't help the country by just slavishly going along with whatever BS is being handed down and whatever the Israelis are saying. And the Israelis have made themselves the cliche people said they were. In control of our government, running us into the ground, trying to censor us, trying to control us. It is thoroughly disgusting. Now, I'm not pausing because of lack of news. I'm pausing because I'm thinking about the good news. They had gay pride parades all over the country canceled. You can go have it yourself, but the city isn't paying for it anymore. Big city, small towns. And I saw videos all day long. This is Gay Pride Day yesterday, which means pedo, you know, kids, sexualization, all that, you know, the agenda. From Las Vegas to Chicago, just nobody's there. Nobody shows up. Nobody. People get it. You got city councils voting it down. And you've got Trump killing the transgender funding. You got the Supreme Court supporting that. And I sit there at the largest U.S. Children's Hospital to launch detransitioning clinic. You have all these groups that brainwash kids into being sterilized, winning lawsuits now. That is beautiful. That's what we voted for. You still got a 90%+ reduction at the border. Zero releases at southern border an entire year. There's no catch and release. So I defend the good that's happening, and I fight the bad that's happening. Yeah, go to the newscast. We got a bunch of these. I sent the crew over 170 clips. I feel so sorry for them. They were here for 3 hours before I got here. It was like, why do you send us 200 clips? You play 10 at the show. I know. I'm sorry. I watch it. I send it to you. That's my neuroses. I have to, I document everything. But go ahead and play the newscast. There's a whole bunch of these around the country. Nobody showed up. Nobody was there in the cities that sponsored it. Then go to some of the city clips where they got up so rudely that they said, you know what? Fund it yourself. We're not taking your free speech away. We're just not paying for it. And then that ties into the largest children's hospital to launch a detransitioning clinic. The left is in total panic. The jewel in their crown of their control is now imploding. Let's go to these clips.
The reason behind the cancellation is leading to finger-pointing over who's to blame and uncertainty for a lot of people's weekend plans. Eyewitness News reporter Madison Weil live now in Long Beach with what people there are saying. Madison.
Mark, good evening from Long Beach, where there's been a bit of emotional whiplash for these Pride attendees here in town. Some visiting from out of town only to find out that, at least for now, the Pride Festival is canceled.
Pride in Long Beach is a very interesting story this weekend.
Pride weekend in Long Beach kicking off with some confusion. The city announcing on Friday that while the annual parade is still on, the 3-day Pride Festival will not be happening due to paperwork not turned in on time by the event organizers.
I've heard that the permit wasn't turned in. I don't know why it wasn't turned in. I was like, this event happens how often?
That statement from the city, reading in part, despite continued collaboration and multiple deadline notices, the city did not receive the required documentation needed to complete safety reviews, inspect critical event infrastructure such as the stage, electrical systems and tent, and emergency exiting plans. Pride regulars saying they'll just move the party elsewhere.
Pride is community. So we'll be throughout town. We have a million LGBTQ restaurants, bars, nightclubs.
But the organizers pushing back, issuing their own statement, saying at a time when our community is being targeted and made vulnerable, Long Beach should be doing more.
Let's hit a pause here. We showed this one because it got canceled in paperwork. We have it all over the country canceled. I have it helicopter shots. No one at the events they had. People know this about pedophilia now. They know it's about sexualization of children. Okay, two men want to get married, whatever. Nobody was there. No, this is a cult. And that's yesterday's thing. Now it's the Iran war. Now it's the Russia-Ukraine war. Those are all the new things. And, now it's data centers. That's the new system to rape us. Back to the club.
Inclusion our city has. This is what the festival site looked like on Friday afternoon. Tents and stages ready to go, minus the people. But the people here already in town, undeterred, saying pride is a feeling, not bound by a place.
But there's one thing to remember about a festival. A festival is a festival. You can't stop pride. The pride is here in Long Beach. We are Long Beach strong.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I got more clips on this, and we've got the clips here where they're all over the country. They had the events. Nobody showed up. It's a total joke. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Share those live feeds now at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's the key new coordinates, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers. And I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes supplements. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. We got Ivan Raikland, former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, Green Beret, on what's really going on militarily around the world. What's really happening with the domestic police state they're trying to set up, and a whole bunch of issues. He's in on the ground in Kentucky with Congressman Thomas Massie. He's coming up with the guest host when we start the next hour in 26 minutes from now. So be sure and stay with us for that. In fact, get Raikland on the last 5 minutes of this hour to give us a prelude or a little hors d'oeuvre, a little foreshadowing. Little hype on what's coming up, because this is going to be big. So finishing up, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in New Zealand, whether you're in Canada, the U.S., massive BlackRock corporate ESG funding, 87% of world wealth controlled by them, it's the Rothschilds. You had to have drag queen story time, whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Austin, Texas, whether you're in Reykjavik, Iceland, or whether you're in Berlin, Germany. To promote pedophilia and all this, and that, but men and women's sports and, you know, boys and girls' bathrooms, just a scramble society. And that's all being derailed, and all over the world, government's not sponsoring it, government's not paying for it, because the money got turned off. And that's what this is all about. This is force-fed. No one cares if two fat dudes get in a hotel room and have sex. At least I don't. Believe me, I'm not thinking about that. I don't want to think about it. Please. It's like watching two possums have sex or something. I'm just not into it, okay? Nothing against you. Sorry. Not my cup of tea. Sorry. You know. But you want to grandstand constantly and act like you're being suppressed. I've seen the countless videos and I've run into them without looking. You got a bunch of men walking around naked with little kids and the Boy Scouts leading it. In Omaha, Nebraska, New York City, Austin, Texas. I mean, I personally in New York and Omaha and Austin I was just out to do something on a Saturday and like bicycles with naked men and a bunch of Boy Scouts and little and brownie Girl Scouts are leading. You've all seen the videos. And you're just sitting in your car at a red light when the police block the road. You're sitting there for 5 minutes going, what the hell is that? I mean, I would never go to a park and pull my pants off in front of a kid. If I did it, plus I wouldn't want to do it, 10 years in prison, indecent exposure to a minor. But these parents bring their kids out to this, oh, that's a gay pride parade. No, it's a pedo conditioning event. The Democrats, oh, the Republicans are banning books. You're the big censors. Yeah, in this same video that we don't play the full video because stations get mad and I get why. But then I say the stations, well, this is kids. I mean, kids can see it, but we can't. I mean, I get it. What is that? That's like Seattle. And then in come the men naked on the bicycles with their foot-long ding-a-lings flopping around. I mean, I'm just like, what is this? As an adult, I'm shocked by this. And the courts in L.A. and places rule when a man goes to a woman's spa where women like to get in hot tubs naked and, you know, do stuff women do. You know, because women are just comfortable around themselves. And then a dude gets in with a huge schlong and the women freak out and then they get in trouble. They get kicked out. The guy wins a lawsuit. Imagine you're like, particularly South Koreans are big into spas. I mean, there have been famous cases. And so it's all women's spa and you got grandma, the mom, the daughters. They're all in there in the hot tub. And then in comes a dude, a white dude with a huge penis and gets in the tub with him. I mean, it's like, what? Come on. It's all about how far can these people push? And it's insane. And I've done what stations ask, and I respect you. But the crew just started pulling the video up. I've got hours of men in Austin we shot at public events. I mean, I saw this stuff the first time we caught it like 8 years ago. You've caught it like 7-8 times since then in Austin. And I'll admit at a certain point, I don't want to say I gave up, but I got to where it's so horrible, I won't even send crew down there. Plus, they've cut us back. We used to have a bunch of reporters. I mean, I still would have had them. But I would say, are you sure you want to go do this? Christy Lee, reporter here, so we had to let her go because of bankruptcy. She's got like 5-6 kids, a couple of them in middle school here in Austin. And she found out in the library they have these famous books that are graphic novels. You know, it's not an actual image of child porn, but it looks real. It's lifelike. And it's like, your neighbor Bob, or whatever he calls him, wants you to go in the tool shed. He wants to suck your penis. It's fun and pleasurable. So if an old man wants to have sex with you, let him do it. And I'm like, so I'm already covering. I'm sorry to say on air. It's like a whole novel about training kids to be, you know, pedophile, grooming them. And so we're covering this for years. And then Christy Lee, her daughter in middle school in Austin goes, Mommy, I checked this out. It's what you talked about. And she comes to the office. And I've never actually seen it. I've read about it. And she goes, can I cover this? And she hands me this book. It's like 4 years ago. And for about 2 days, it sits on my desk. And then she comes back to my office. She goes, can I cover it? I said, you're touchy about this. And I said, well, I said, let me go look at it. So she comes and sits in my office. I got a cup of coffee. It's like 4 o'clock. I'm off the air. And it's this big hardcover book. And I open it and I start reading. And I read like 3 chapters fast because it's like a kid's book. So it's chapters quick. And I'm looking at this stuff. And I mean, it's a kid getting picked up by his neighbor and banged in the keister. I mean, it's drawings of a dude raping a kid. An adult sucking a kid off. And I'm sitting there in like a twilight zone. Here's this woman with all these kids. She's brought this to me. And I'm like, of course you can cover this. So she goes and covers it. It's famous footage. She goes to the school board. You've seen the thousands of times this happened to other people. And she starts reading it and they throw her out because they say, you can't read that in public, but you can give it to a middle school girl. You think I want to be shocking? You think I want to get up here and tell you what's in these books? I don't. And I had to lay that book down after about 20 minutes and say, Christy, of course you can do this. She goes, well, it's so shocking. I want your permission. I said, yeah, just don't show this on air. She goes, can I read it? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, you need to keep reading. I said, I can't do it. Because I've been lucky. I've never seen child porn. They've sent it to our servers a bunch. We had producers quit when it would happen because it would freak them out so bad. They said it was kids getting raped and murdered they saw. And I, as an adult, cannot look at a graphic novel of this, but they just give it to our kids. And then they turn around and they say that we're burning books? No, you can't join the Marines till you're 18. You can't join the Air Force till you're 18. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes till you're 18. Can't buy a gun till you're 18. But you can give. And by the way, her kid was in middle school, got these books. They got this stuff in elementary schools, folks. And I've seen one book. And I'll tell you, looking at it, I felt like a pedophile. I felt dirty. And I felt like I'd committed a crime even looking at it. Because I'd never seen stuff like that. And then I got, while we had several producers, because they would just spam them with it. They'd say, boss, I got to leave. I can't do this. When we'd file reports to the FBI, they'd say, go to this organization, you know, the Child Exploitation Center. We'd send it off. We'd have to write reports to the FBI about it. And I would say to the producers, please don't quit. Please, we won't make you look at email anymore. He goes, what'd you watch? He goes, they were killing kids. They were blowing kids' heads off. I mean, this is who these people are, folks, okay? So you need to understand that. It's like I had the former head of the Border Patrol on Thursday. And he said, no, you're right. Everything you said, you've seen down there, we've seen much worse. And he said, yeah, most people crack up and break up because you catch somebody with five kidnapped kids in their car and you're ordered to release them by the federal judge above you or by HHS who was put over the Border Patrol by Biden. And you want to arrest these people. You want to kill them. You see me literally jumping on top hoods of cars seeing this. And the cops come and say, we'll arrest you if you don't leave. They have no ID. The kids were disappeared. We follow them to the airport. No ID, disappeared. There's pedos coming out saying, I'm getting three little girls. You're not going to stop me. You've seen the footage and you're just sitting there powerless. And then you feel guilty. That's why when they gave the 14 plus terabytes of child rape and murder and cannibalism of Epstein to the FBI and said, you got to volunteer for this mission. And to Bonnie's credit, that's why I think why they fired her. She was compartmentalized. They didn't tell her. She sent it out. Turned out she was actually good. She sent it out to all the FBI offices around the country. And out of tens of thousands of FBI agents, they had like 20 said they'll look at it. Then they went in and looked at it and came out and reported back. And Trump went crazy because he wasn't in there, but it was people he's associated with. He's like, do you know what it'll do to the stock market? He told MTG this and others I talked to. When he found out, he went, you can't tell the public that. So sure, he shut down the new trafficking and they found most of the kids and all the rest of it that are survivors. But I'm not even defending Trump. I'm telling you what happened. That's why Trump's like, oh, yeah, I released it all. So he's like, what? They're eating kids? And I'm not defending it. I'm telling you, I can't look at it. Back then I had a lot more money than I have now. We go to the border. I have like 6, 7, you know, former Army Special Operations, Marine Force Recon, you know, dudes with Silver Stars, all of it. And they'd be down there for 5 days and they'd say, I'm going to start attacking people. I got to go. This is worse than Iraq and Afghanistan. because you can't do anything. And these pedos know it. You've seen them on tape. They walk over and go, what's your problem? Yeah, I'm here to pick up three little girls. I'm going to show them the way of the Lord. Got a problem with that? And you're sitting there and you, I mean, you're just one inch from breaking their neck. And you know you're going to prison. And so you go back to your hotel room, you take a shower, you say a prayer. You lay down and have nightmares. You wake up at 3 a.m. and vomit all over the bathroom. This is, and every reporter I sent back to, when I had a bunch of reporters, they all came back and said, I can't ever do this again. Because it wasn't like you're like hunting white-tailed deer and you wait 5 hours to see one. Or you're hunting quail and a few, no, it's like cars and trucks and little kids and people being loaded up and MS-13 and you're all just like, what the hell is this? And the Border Patrol all depressed, not able to do anything. And that's how evil works, folks. It does something so horrible. How they take over the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church, all of it. They get a few pedos in. It's so embarrassing. The church covers it up. Boy Scouts covers it up. Now they blackmail them with that. Now they get full control, and they take the whole organization over. That's how corruption works. That's how these people are getting this done. I forget what I was going to play now. I've been ranting for 10 minutes. What were the clips I told you guys? Yeah. Let's shift gears to something positive. I'm just saying, I don't worry about getting killed. I don't worry about getting put in prison. But I will admit, I am a wimp when it comes to kidnapped children and human trafficking when I can't do anything. It'd be like you're Batman and there's the Joker and you can't strangle him. And the restraint our Border Patrol has had, and as soon as they got the green light, oh my God, they found over 100,000 of the missing kids. They are like, look like they're, you know, kung fu fights where they speed it up when I've seen myself arresting traffickers and stuff. I mean, it's just, you got to praise them. And of course, that was the big thing Trump was doing that was so good and so pure. And now that former head of the Border Patrol tells us that not only are they getting rid of all the good people, the leadership, they're bringing in former Biden people in the NGOs. What an interview Thursday. And when he told me that, because he has total credit, it was like a punch in the stomach. I'm just like, what has happened to Trump? And I'm supposed to just, and you're like, well, it's way better than Democrats. I know that. But if he starts changing course, pretty soon we're back to where we were. The good news is largest U.S. children's hospital to launch detransitioning clinic. Forcing kids, brainwashing them, they're losing every major lawsuit now, not distributed around the world. Their big push here is failing and falling apart. Praise Jesus. All right. And you can show some of the footage around the country of their pride parades. No one's there. Because people, the average person that's into that on average is, you know, they're not actually a pedophile. Now that that's all exposed, they're like, oh, we're not going to that. And I'm not defending, you know, two dudes or whatever, two women. My point is that they're like, oh, wait, whoa. Because we stood up to it. They're like, well, I'm not part of that. We made it very clear. Nobody's trying to stop you from living together. Nobody's trying, except the Muslims you're bringing in that you love. Knock it off. Cut it out. Come on. Nobody's banning your books. We're telling you, you're not going to give eight-year-olds books about how to have sex with a pervert neighbor. Your grooming books are over. They're like, well, we're not part of that. Good. You didn't show up to your parades. Show some of the footage we got of these empty parades. I sent it to you. It's amazing. All over the country. All over the Western world. I sent it to you guys. Go ahead and roll it. Yeah, there you go. Where is it? It's gone. It's done. But now they've moved on to nuclear war. Now they've moved on to AI data centers takeover. But the good news is that's unifying people together, and I got big news on that tomorrow. Now let's talk about something positive, and I've really screwed the pooch on this because I've got an hour of this. But just go to the Lord's Prayer, and the media go 50,000. I know how to look at crowds. You got 20 blocks, huge wide streets, totally jam-packed with people, 500,000 conservatively. Most of them couldn't even get into the city. But it doesn't matter. Here Starmer's on the verge of resigning, and here they are leading the Lord's Prayer There they are declaring sovereignty of the West against the Islamic invasion. We're against the Islamic invasion. We're against Israel controlling our foreign policy. We're against China controlling our foreign policy. We're against Hollywood brainwashing our kids. We're against all these outside powers, whoever they are, doing this. It's not like, oh, you're pro-Israel, you're pro-Islam. I'm not anti-Israel or even Islam the other day. I'm anti the people running it, trying to take control. And I'm standing up for my own sovereignty. So here's the Lord's Prayer. And we got some Tommy Robinson clips straight ahead from the incredible event, Unite the Kingdom rally yesterday. So beautiful. Here it is.
You ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
There's also like a shocking amount of censorship. You may have seen like in Britain, I kid you not, how can this be real? They are releasing convicted pedophiles from prison in order to put people in prison for Facebook posts. I'm simply stating a fact, there were migrant rape gangs in England that were gangs that would run around and prey on young girls, gang rape them, and some people found that objectionable, which obviously it should be objectionable, they were upset about that, and so they complained about it online and were sent to prison.
There's everybody booing the globalists they put up on the big screens. Carney and Starmer and Mears and the Australian puppet. This is the seeds of victory. This is the rebellion growing. They cheer Trump. And them cheering USA and the UK, absolutely, all this together. Now, here's the Muslims at their protest saying, kill Tommy Robinson like we killed Charlie Kirk. Here it is.
In the morning.
Now, here's Glenn Beck, and his speech was pretty powerful. And then we got Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Raiklin, David Penn coming up for Saturday Night Live from Kentucky, live on the ground. Stay with us for that in this key battle, this referendum on national sovereignty. Here's Glenn Beck.
I bring you greetings from the United States of America. It is such an honor to be with you today. It is really an amazing thing to see you all stand up, and I come here to stand with you shoulder to shoulder because of people like Tommy and people like you that have shown the courage to speak and stand when so few will. Thank you. You have truly paid a price for refusing to ignore what is obviously happening all around us.
30,000 arrested a year for speech.
You refuse to not see what's happening to our streets and to our daughters and to our women in the streets. And it means something as an American to see you stand. And I just want you to know there are millions of Americans all across the other side of the world that see you, hear you, and are praying for you and are standing with you today.
By the way, we wouldn't have won the Revolutionary War if it wasn't for British support. They had up to 50% support in the UK. They gave us a lot of money.
Clear why I am. Thank you. I will tell you that I am here today, like you, not to stand against anything and hate, not to stand for hatred, but to stand for the most revolutionary idea in human history, that all men are created equal, and not because of a king or parliament says it, but because we are all endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those rights cannot be taken from us by government or religion. No ideology can take them away. They are life and liberty and the right to speak your mind and to speak truth. The right to worship or not worship according to your conscience. Equal justice under the law. These words come from our American Declaration of Independence.
It's antithetical to Sharia law.
They were born here on this soil. They were born here in England, the meadows of Runnymede with a Magna Carta. They were born in the English common law that says even the king is not
above
the law.
We're out of time. All these huge hosts are ready to take over. It's going to be even better than what I've done the last 2 hours. Let me tell you, with Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Raiklin, David Penn, and others. You don't want to miss this next 2 hours. It'll be right here on this feed at Real Alex Jones on X, AJN Live on X, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's a new site, 700,000 followers last 10 days. Great job, folks, following us there. Share that with everybody you know. Tell them to share it as well. But we're going to put in post when I post just a clip out of the show from the live show, his full speech, Glenn Beck on fire. Great job, Glenn. Glenn's admitted he used to be naive. So was I about things. He's woken up. He's amazing. We love Glenn Beck. What a patriot. Because I still see clips of me attacking him and him vice versa. And I don't like it. Because he's woken up to all of it now. That's good. And so have I. So I was wrong about some things. So we'll see. It's okay. We love each other. We're all in this together. I love you all. But listen, you want to see hardcore information like this continue? That the enemy hates? Support me financially. Get great products at the same time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Make that decision to stand up. If you don't back the people at the tip of the spear, you are literally surrendering to the tyrants. It's true. We have a buy one, get one free deal that ends tomorrow on the best iodine out there and on the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox. Buy one, get one free. And so much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I can't do this without you. I can do nothing without you. You're the reason we've had so much success. You are the InfoWar. You are the fight. And the InfoWar continues at AlexJonesLive.com, the new news site for the audio and video feeds and articles. So share those links now. Now, Sunday Night Live, straight ahead. Stay with us.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.